Words be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." He replied to him, "A man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, 'I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have just married a woman, and therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town, and bring in here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame.' The servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedgerows, and make people come in, that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited would taste my dinner.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I cannot come to the banquet. Don't trouble me now. I have married a wife and has bought me a cow. I have fields and commitments that cost a pretty sum. So hold me excused, I cannot come." There is an expression, I have fallen in love so recently. It says, "I do not like what I hate. I do not like what I hate." This man sat at table with Jesus. It must have been a very fine dinner with all the bling blings, with every food sumptuous and everything. And he was just imagining, if it is like this, how is it going to be in heaven with you? How is it going to be? In other words, he was already thinking, it's a short deal for them as a Jew. And Jesus gives this parable. Like in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, we hear St. Paul says, "Work out your salvation in fear and trembling." The heavenly banquet is going to be rich. It is open for everyone. But you cannot be stubborn. You cannot think it is a done deal. You must walk out your salvation in fear and in trembling. You have to do your part. The first reading from the book of Romans, St. Paul says, we must love genuinely. You must hate evil. We cannot like what you hate. So to say, we cannot like what you hate. Today we celebrate St. Charles Borromeo. He was a great man who had so many reforms. For catechists, you know, he established, you know, the confraternity of Christian doctrine. Those who teach catechism, he was the one that established it. And there is a statement attributed to him that he made to pastors, to bishops and pastors. He says, do not neglect the parish of your own soul while you give completely to others. Do not forget to leave something for yourself. While you give completely, make sure you do not leave nothing, something for yourself. When you are mindful of others, do not neglect yourself. Do not forget yourself. What use will it be if you get burnt out? If you had a life of 40 years and you want to do it all at once, in one day, and you spend only 10 years in ministry. These were his mindset, his thoughts about ministry and about, you know, going about the work of God. Give, but leave something for yourself to always continue. May we who have been invited, to the banquet not give away the ticket with our excuses. Amen.